Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm Tony Conley. I'm the host of The Morning Show with Tony Conley right here on 1320 AM, and I'm sitting in for Lee. Lee's a little bit under the weather, so I'm pleased to be here with Rick Pruse, the owner of Pruse Pets. And Rick, it's great to be here with you.
It's great to be here.
And I haven't had the opportunity to meet you, but I've been in your store. I feel like I've known you. We've had our boys to the store when I was out in Hazlet and, of course, downtown. And I felt guilty the last time I was there. You need to have concessions or whatnot because we didn't buy anything, but we feel like it's a museum-type experience. It's a great learning experience for young kids.
That's good. As you imagine, your children really enjoy it. So by all means, if anyone out there has some children, come up to the bridge and feed the fish. And that's what your kids like to do.
And when we come back in, as a matter of fact, we're going to buy some fish. But, you know, it's been a big week when you talk about dogs with the Westminster show.
Yeah, you know, there's the Olympics and then there's the Westminster Dog Show.
And it's kind of neat because we have local ties. That's a Michigan dog that won. And it's owned by the owners of the Grand Hotel.
Right up there in Mackinac Island. And you know, it's not an isolated world. I guess it's a great place to raise a Scotty.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn more about Scotties on the show today.
Yeah, Sadie, the Scotty Terrier that took the entire dog world by storm, did exactly what they expected her to do, and she didn't choke. So now Sadie is that, as David Fry said, was one of the most phenomenal dogs that's ever gone through the circuit, and now is the crown jewel.
Well, she reminded me a little bit in her approach to her show, as Secretariat did back in the day. You could just tell it was a majestic animal. She had won all these other shows leading up to that, and she knew she was special, and she knew you could just tell that she was a special dog.
It was the Yukonuba, the National, and now this one. So they call that like the triple crown of the dog world, and she won all three of those.
Well, we're going to talk more about Scotties today with Erica Cerny, who's the rescue coordinator for Scottish Terrier Club of Greater New York, also involved with the National Rescue of Scottish Terriers Clubs of America. So we'll be talking with Erica.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And then also coming up on the show, we're going to talk with Jason Boget, who's the assistant manager of reptiles and small animals from Pruse Pets, and he's bringing in spiders and tarantulas, and I'm a little leery of that, Rick.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
And then finally, we're also going to be talking with Tom Ativier from Wagontail's Pet Resort, and he's going to tell us how to handle our pets during the wintertime. We think about grooming in the summer, but it's very important in winter, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's right up next, actually, and I'm excited to have him on the show.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Tom Ativier. He is the owner of Wagontail's Pet Resort. You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 AM WILS.